Jim Burr, welcome to Heavens Declare. And you know, I've been talking about the heavens for 25 years, and you'd think it would get old. And I'm still blown away by this incredible God that we worship. And now, as I look into the microscope, I'm even more blown away. Whether you're looking through the telescope or the microscope, you see an incredible God. And so today, as we talk about the genetic code, you know, Adam lived 930 years. You believe that? I believe that. I believe Adam lived 930 years. And why don't I live 930? Why don't you live 930 years? Well, you know, we didn't get Adam's gene pool. You've heard of the gene pool. You know, we got a copy of 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 maybe 150, 200 copies. And every time you make a copy, it runs down. I had a picture of our little grandson, and I put it on a copy machine, and I made 15 copies of a copy of a copy of a copy, and the picture was absolutely horrible after 15 copies, you know. So what they tell us is that the new study shows that individual humans inherit some 100 genetic mutations not found in either parent. 100 mutations not found in either parent. Evolution says we're evolving upward, but the science says we're evolving downward. Now, there's a fellow by the name of Dr. John Sanford, and Dr. Sanford has written a book called Genetic Entropy, and he is world-recognized authority on genetic information. Dr. John Sanford has 32 patents in the fields of genes, 32 patents. You can imagine that. So he's really a respected authority on genetic engineering. And Dr. John Sanford says that every generation is running downward. He invented the gene gun, and he sold the gene gun for $1 billion. Now, he's from one of the universities, I think Stanford back east. He sold the gene gun for $1 billion, and he says, I'm done working. And he's just going to, like, do what he wanted to do. And so he started looking at the gene pool. If the gene pool is going downward, every child has 100 mutations not found in either parent. Dr. John Sanford put the gene pool back together. He started putting those 100 genes back together. And lo and behold, now Dr. John Sanford didn't believe in God. He was an evolutionist, didn't believe in God. And he thought the only hope for mankind was genetic engineering. The only hope that we have to improve our lot and our health and our longevity is genetic engineering. But as he began to put the gene pool back together, lo and behold, he became a Christian. He discovered when you get back 150, 200 generations, you have a perfect gene pool, perfect genetic code. And now Dr. John Sanford says the only hope for mankind is Jesus Christ. He's a Christian, putting the gene pool back together. And then Dr. John Sanford looked ahead, and he says in 100 generations, there's nobody left on earth. And that is incredible. That's amazing. Because you know something? God showed what Dr. John Sanford discovered in the lab. God showed Ellen White about 154 years ago. In the book, Councils on Health, in the chapter, The Violation of Physical Law, God showed Ellen White this statement. In fact, what she says, if Adam had our gene pool, if Adam started where we are today, we wouldn't be here. If he had our rundown gene pool, we wouldn't be here. Nobody would be on earth today. And she says, and of course, they didn't use the word gene pool 150 years ago, but she would like the a vital force, if Adam had our vital force, if Adam had, in this case, she says, I'll just read it to you. Had Adam originally possessed no greater physical power than men now have, the race ere this would become extinct. We wouldn't be here. Through successive generations since the fall, the tendency has been continually downward. Disease has been transmitted from parent to children, generation after generation. Then she goes on. Satan's power upon the human family increases. If the Lord should not soon come and destroy his power, the earth ere long would be depopulated. So you see, what God showed Dr. John Sanford in the laboratory, God showed 154 years ago in 1862, God showed her exactly what Dr. John Sanford had discovered in the laboratory. And people say, oh, we're living longer, right? We're living longer. You know, when I was born, my life expectancy was 57 years, I think it was. But you know, if you get through infant mortality, when I was born, 1 out of 10 children never made it. They died before, you know, like the age of one. So if you make it through infant mortality, all of a sudden now your longevity is greatly improved. And I've been around the sun already 78 times, okay? I'm on my 79th trip around the sun. That's one of the benefits you get for living on Earth. You get a free trip around the sun every year, and I'm on my 79th trip around the sun. But people say, oh, we're living longer. We're living longer. Yeah, right. Dr. John Sanford says, okay, have you ever heard of bypass surgery? Have you ever heard of cholesterol medication? Have you ever heard of, insulin? The first shot for insulin was given in 1922. In 1922, millions of people were dying of a coma in sanitariums because they had a diabetic coma. They were with diabetes. They were in a coma. Millions of people. And so we have insulin. That extends your longevity, you see. So, Dr. John Sanford, you take away all the medication. What's happening? The doctors are trying to counteract this explosion of diseases. What have you heard of diseases in the last couple of years? Ebola, this new virus. We have mass extinctions of the animals, the bees, they're worried about the bees and the butterflies, and we see birds and so forth, you know, through these extinctions. So Dr. Sanford says, you know, that yes, we're living longer, but it's through medicine. In fact, you can go on the web, if you look up NORD, that's National Organization of Rare Diseases. NORD says, you know what the headline of the front page says when you go on NORD? Every day a new disease. So science is trying to keep up with these diseases. Medicine is, you know, and pharmacology trying to keep up with these terrible diseases. Every day a new disease. Folks, we're going downhill. We're not evolving upward like evolution would want you to think. And they tell us that 90% of rare diseases have not one single FDA-approved treatment for rare diseases. And I want to show you a picture of my heritage, my family, and you'll see here my great-grandfather. So then he got 100 mutations not found, you know, his father didn't have. And in the green boxes, you see my grandpa and grandma. They had 200 mutations not found in my great-great-grandfather. And then my father in the blue and my mother, they have 300 mutations not found in my great-great-grandfather. And then you see me and my two sisters in the orange there, and we have 400 mutations that were not found in my great-grandfather. Okay, so we're going to show you the genetic code coming up now. And this would be in your DNA, the letter codes in your DNA, okay? And there are 6 billion letters in your DNA, 6 billion letters. If you were to sit at a keyboard and type out, you know, that is the information that makes you, those letter codes, you would need about, depending on your font size, about 2 million to 3 million pages of the code that makes you. That code tells every cell in your body what it's going to be. You know, you got 50 million heart cells. You guys are going to be hearts. Over here, you got liver cells. You guys are going to be liver. You guys are going to be kidneys. The kidneys say, oh, I think it'd be cool. Wouldn't it be cool to have a kidney on each side? No, you have to be in the body. You have to hook up to the plumbing. And you cells over there, you're going to be fingerprints. You know, we have 7 billion on Earth. Every person has a different fingerprint. What a God. That's in the genetic code. And so the fingerprints, you know, tattoos are getting real popular. I think it'd be cool to have a tattoo right here. my fingerprint right here on my nose, right? No. The genetic code said, no, you need them on the bottom of your hands, and you need the fingernails on the top. If you had the fingernails on the bottom, you'd slip off everything. So you see the instructions in the genetic code tell each cell what it's going to do. Your hair, your liver, your lungs, everything is programmed there. And the Bible tells us that we're knit together in our mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knows right well. Could you read that code that was on the screen? Could you read that? 6 billion letters. Could you read that? There's 100 trillion cells in your body that depend on that for instructions of what to do. So there's 100 billion and 3. It's been called the language of God. Those letter codes. If you were going to sit, you're going to sit at a keyboard and type out 2 million pages of those codes, 2 million letters. It would take you a lifetime. They tell us it would take you a lifetime. Start when you're 16, 18 years old, get a job. When you're retiring, you have just finished typing the code that makes you, the instructions that tells your body to make you. And yet, the DNA can, you see, every cell in your body has to copy that. And it can copy that in less than a day. If you were sitting at a keyboard, would you be making mistakes? Typing those letter codes out your whole lifetime? Yes, you'd be making mistakes, wouldn't you? And the DNA, the replication of your code actually makes mistakes. There's errors that are introduced. Why are there errors introduced? Because we live in a world of sin, because we're running downhill, because we have carcinogenics. There's carcinogenic stuff we take in. There's environmental pollution, and there's free radicals and all these things. And so where you'd make a lot of mistakes at a keyboard typing that out, the genetic code is replicated, and 6 billion letters, when they're copied by every cell in your body before it dies, has to copy your code. And the mistakes that it makes will depend upon your lifestyle. Now, if you're watching 3ABN and you're into the healthy living and the 8 rules of health, you're not going to have as many mistakes. If you had a hangover last night, or if you're up all night watching a movie, how well are you going to type out your code? You're going to be making more mistakes. But in the process of copying your genetic code, replicating that code, your cells make mistakes about 100,000 to 1 million, depending on your environment, your lifestyle, things like this. So don't push it. You, by living a good life, you can, you know, through epigenetics, you can slow down this process of going downhill. They've now discovered that the epigenetics actually influences, that you are what you eat, but you are what your mother ate. You are what your grandmother ate. It's passed on down to our children. And so where you would make, you know, your DNA would make 100,000 to 1 million mistakes, lo and behold, there is a proofreader. God has installed a spell checker like your computer. Did you ever notice you sit at a computer and you type in a word wrong? But you'll never see it. At the speed of light. At the speed of light, that spell checker puts the apostrophe in, or it puts the right letters in. You ever notice that? It's, wow, I typed it wrong, but it came out right. The spell checker goes, well, we got a problem here, but I can fix it. At the speed of light, it's going to fix that. Well, the same thing is happening in your code, in your genetic code. Sometimes the spell check goes like, we got a problem. We got a problem here. You ever see that? The spell checker says, I don't know what the problem is, but I'll give you 5 choices. There's a problem here. I can tell there's a problem. Okay. And you'll have to decide, is it spelling? Is it this is what you meant? This what you meant? This what you meant? This what you meant? Well, you know something? There are 50 genes that are going to correct for the error in your replication process of those 6 billion letter codes. There are 50 genes. I'm going to show you those in a minute. But It took me months and months to research this, but I've discovered there's actually 20 that make corrections for cancer. Now, it can't make all the problems. You can go on and see, things that used to be in sideshows, the freaks, turtles with two heads and snakes with two heads and people with six fingers and all this kind of stuff. It can't fix every problem, particularly if you get an error on where you get an error from mom and dad. Now, so the spell check, initially, the spell check goes like, we got a problem here, okay? And it looks at, we have A, C, T's, and G's. These letters have to match. They fit like a key. They fit like a key. And if they don't, if you have a T when you should have a G, there's a little bump there in the DNA, okay, the bump in the DNA. And the spell checker goes, oh, we got a problem here. Well, here's a 23 chromosomes from mom, 23 from dad. It looks over here, and it goes like, oh, okay, that should be, I see from mom's had the right one, dad had the wrong one. And it puts, it splices it in. Sometimes the DNA breaks, just like this one just broke on me. The strand breaks. It's amazing because it will repair that. It looks at a break. Sometimes we have a double strand break, some we have a single strand break, and it has the ability to go over and it attaches a filament to the broken part. And then it looks around to find the other end. And it'll have to go the A, C, T's, and G's. It goes like, oh, that doesn't match, that doesn't match. Oh, here it is. And it'll find the other proper broken end and splice them together. Sometimes we get these letter codes where we have a covalence bond, where the two of them are bound together. Sometimes we have mismatch like this. Sometimes we have missing letters. But the body is trying to correct for that. I mean, it is so amazing to think that the body can do that. There's 50 genes that can make that correction. Where you start out, you may have 100,000 to a million mistakes in the copy. And the cells do this. Every cell, before it dies, has to make a copy. It's been said that DNA is the language of God. The language of God. 23 chromosomes from mom, 23 from dad. It's been said God wrote a picture of you never before seen in the history of the universe. Do you realize every person, every one of you viewers are different? You all watch 3ABN. Is there anybody like Shelley in the world? They're not two stars alike. Every star is different. We now know there are not two stars alike in the universe. Everyone is different. Every person is different. I had an employee that worked for me, and he left off for another job. And he wrote a letter, said a lot of nice things. He said, I'll always speak highly of you. And then he said, this world would be incomplete without you. And I thought, well, that was cool. And then I thought, what a creator. Because heaven is going to be incomplete if you're not there. Every one of you is such a special creation of God. Every one of you is a special creation of God. And God wrote a picture of you on your DNA. It all came from the DNA. God wrote a picture of you never before seen in the history of the universe. 7 billion people, every person has different fingerprints, different DNA, RNA, voice prints. So this is incredible. The storage capacity of the DNA, we have the DNA, your DNA, every cell has DNA that's 6 foot long. Okay, the cord, the strand of DNA is 6 foot long. And this 6 foot has 6 billion letter codes, 3 billion pairs. They come in pairs. So it's got 3 billion pairs, but 6 billion letter codes. And this has to be copied. This would take months to copy this, but it chops it every inch. It'll take that 6 foot, 72 inches, and it's going to cover approximately every inch. It has a copy machine, a copier. It's going to copy your DNA, and then it splices it all back together. Our God is an awesome God that can do that. The raw storage capacity, in fact, I was telling my wife, you have 100 trillion cells. Each cell has 6 foot of DNA. I can't tell you how long this is. I said to my wife, if I tell them what the science says, they'll never believe anything else I say. They tell you, I'm going to tell you this, that it'll reach to the sun. You go on the internet and find out how many times it'll reach the sun. In your body, 100 trillion cells. So you mathematicians multiplies 100 billion, 100 trillion times 6 foot. And you'll find out how long your DNA is. But that's you, folks. That's you. Every cell in your body has 6 foot of DNA in it that has the code for you that is a special makes you a special person like nobody on earth. Yes, God wrote a picture of you never before seen in the history of the universe. 7 billion people, everyone different, every fingerprint different, every personality different. What a God. Something went around the internet last week, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was saying, you know, after God made the galaxies, the universe, after he made the mountains and the rivers and the flowers and the children and everything, he realized the world needed you, the special creation of the Lord. Well, it's interesting. Now, this just broke on me, but it's interesting that the DNA, in order to copy this, you see, they're bound together here. Well, how do you copy that? They copy end to end. It comes in, the RNA comes in, copies that, and it copies three at a time. And it converts that to proteins, which tell your body what to do, what to make. And as I looked at that, and I thought, the language of God, three-letter codes are copied at a time. Could that be the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? The language of God. And so, in order to copy this, it has to split it apart. It has to take the DNA and split it apart. And it goes up one side, it copies up one side and down the other. And in this process, a lot of times these get broken. And it fixes that. 50 genes can fix the problems in the copying. And it can't fix all problems. We live in a sinful world. We're getting old. You know, as we get older, genes don't do so well in copying this. They get tired. The telomere, the T cells shorten. And in that process, that's why we die. We get cancer, and our cells don't do as well as they did when we're young, actually. But the cell, you know, you can put trillions of cells on the head of a pin. The biggest cell is actually the ovum, the human ovum, which is about the size of a head of a pin. And, I mean, what a miracle that is. But so it unzips this thing, goes up, copies one side, and comes back down. And maybe we'll play in a future program, we'll be able to show you the process of actually how it copies this. It is just incredible to see how it copies that. Let's go down to a picture here that we have a chart. I told you there's 50 genes that are designed to make the corrections. Here's a list of the genes that make corrections. The top part are the damaging agents, x-rays, you know, ultraviolet light, smoking, cigarettes, and alcohol are one of the worst for causing problems. And then partway down the screen it says repair process. And so there are listed all the different genes. The base repair genes, there are 11 there that do the base repairs. That would be the sides of the DNA code. And we got nucleotide repairs. We got, God has built 50 genes that repair. We got on the screen an amoeba. Evolution says that we all came from some microorganism like an amoeba, some little microorganism. And they can't tell you how that microorganism started. They don't even want to talk about it. Evolution does not want to talk about abiogenesis, the origin of life on Earth. They say, well, evolution doesn't deal with how life got started. Evolution deals with how it has evolved through mutations. So we had the little amoeba there. And you know, the amoeba decides he wants to see. He's sitting in this little pond. It's boring. And he decides he wants to see. Well, I've discovered three genes that have to do with eyesight. And the ATF6, the BPM7. And the RPE65. You got that mutation, you're born blind. So this amoeba decides that he wants to see, and so he wants to evolve eyesight. Well, have a mutation. In this copying process, there are mistakes that are made, but the mistakes are bad mistakes. Try to find a good mistake. You can't find a good mistake. They say, well, sickle cell anemia, you know, they go like, oh, we can take fruit flies, and we can mess with their genes, and we can give fruit flies four wings instead of two wings. but they cannot hook to the brain, they're not hooked to the muscles. The fruit flies can't fly. But evolution says, see, you know, we can, you know, we could have, if we give it enough time, anything can happen. We can mutate upwards. And then natural selection, survival of the fittest, will take over, and this is how everything happened. This is how we got from an amoeba to an elephant, you know, which we saw on the screen a minute ago there. That's to get eyesight, this amoeba would have to have 6 million mistakes that are beneficial mistakes. He had to have 6 million beneficial mistakes for him to be able to see. And which, if he only gets out of 100,000 to 1 million mistakes, he can only have 1 in a billion. Did I tell you that? The correction. When our copying process of our genetic code, we get between 100,000 to 1 million mistakes, depending on our lifestyle, these genes fix them. The genes will fix it. And when it's all said and done, we get 1 in a billion mistakes end up in your genetic code. 1 in a billion. You start out with 100,000 and end up 1 in a billion. Because the repair process is going to repair the genetic errors that happen. So in order for this amoeba, he's got to have 6 million mistakes, and they all have to be beneficial if this amoeba is going to get eyesight. And so you see how impossible it is. To me, this proves that evolution could never happen. You could never evolve upward, even though they will not even tell you how it could have gotten started. We're going to get into that in another series on how they think life got started. And that is a joke for folks. That is a joke. The Bible says, by the word of the Lord of the heavens made, the Bible says that he knit us together in our mother's womb. We see the Bible scientifically accurate. We see the Bible telling us what we observe in science and observe through the microscope. I want you to thank you again for watching Heavens Declare. We'll see you in another series.